One, two.
Local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Howdy, Bob Country, and welcome to The Homegrown Show, an hour of local and independent music every Sunday night at 5 right here on Total Country Bob FM. Today, it's the return and kind of the debut of the Chad Johnson Band. Guys, welcome back to the Homegrown Studio.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good to be back, man.
Happy to have you. I know you guys very busy, and you're not all here, technically. We got a couple people missing. We got to give a shout out to Carrie, who's down in New Mexico.
She's in New Mexico, yep. She's the woman who takes care of all the business behind the scenes and all the stuff that is the real work when it comes to the music stuff, you know?
And so. Now has an on-stage role as well, doesn't she?
Well, she's been singing a lot in the studio with our recordings and stuff. A lot. You'll hear like those harmony vocals. It's usually Jinty's wife, Rahana, and then Carrie together. They harmonize really well together. So it's those two doing a lot of those harmonies in the studio. But we're going to try to keep working her up on the stage a little bit from time to time.
I love it.
And then we're missing Ryan. Our keys player, Ryan, is up north on a vacation or whatever. So we don't got Ryan here today.
Well, shout out to them. And I know Carrie down there in New Mexico. Is that where you kind of split your time between here and New Mexico?
Especially her. This winter, I'll be down there way more than I have been in the past. Just because it's hard with me with shows. And then I still had one kid at home still. But now she's off to college here. August 22nd, she goes to South Dakota State University. So
leaving the nest.
It's gonna be crazy. So there will be no kids at home with me here in Minnesota. So I'll,
well, I feel like talking about kids, does that have anything to do with your newest song?
Speaking of that, we do have a song called 100 Times a Day, or 100 Times a Day, I should say. It's a song that I wrote for my daughter, Kelly, and Julia. Julia is going to be a senior at St. Ben's, which is not too far from here. And then Kelly's just starting her freshman year of college. So I wrote the song for the two of them way back when they were like little, like 3 and 6 years old.
Which and probably then, seems like yesterday.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like a blink of an eye. They're growing up. And so I wrote it for them then. And then as they got older, I wanted to have it kind of come full circle. So I wrote this bridge kind of about now here they are growing up and they're off to college and living in 2 or 3 hours away from you. And like how you look back at those days and how they went by so fast. And people always would tell you, like, hold on to these years because they're going to go by in a flash.
Yeah.
And you're always like, yeah. And the moment you seem like you're overly like stressed out, like raising, like Jake and Jinty are in that boat right now. And Tony and I both have, older kids, but it's, before you know it, they're up and
they're there. So, guys, are you seeing those lessons and learning that vicariously through these guys and knowing that, enjoy every moment that you can.
And it's crazy. Like once you get through it, it's like all these years of thinking, oh man, they're not listening. Then they're 20. They were listening.
Exactly.
You get to see
I've experienced that same thing. Yep. For sure.
Very great. Well, what an excellent segue into the first song for tonight, because we're going to start things off with 100 Times a Day. Is this one available out there now, everywhere you find music?
Anywhere you can find it. This is for Julia and Kelly.
You're listening to The Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM. Brand new music from the Chad Johnson Band, 100 Times a Day.
She's walking around in her dress. She thinks that life is like a movie. It always ends with a kiss. And Kelly Renee is the baby. She's always trying to keep up. Mother hen loves her babies, especially the one in blue. These are the reasons I say, running sweetheart all through the day. These are the reasons I say, my little girl, 100 times a day. People easy to hold on these days. Take this time, enjoy these moments. See all the love in their eyes. These are the reasons I say, honey, sweetheart, all through the day. These are the reasons I say, yeah, yeah. Love my little girl 100 times a day. 100 times a day. Next you know, living in St. Joe's, rifle down, but admittedly sad sometimes. Wish I could sing, honey, sweetheart, all through the day. Times a day. Times a day. 100 times a day. Times a day.
Local and independent artists.
Hey, this is GB Layton.
Hey, this is Sarah Morris.
This is Tony Winkler from The Last Ride.
Hey, it's Shayla Lee.
The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Well, enough of this nonsense, baby. We're bigger than this. Let's get back to us and the thrill we felt with our first kiss. You know the road can take us out where we both feel so alive. Let's go tonight. You can put your lipstick on while I drive. We can go down to old El Paso, spend the night in New Orleans, go out to California like we've always dreamed, make love out in the desert. I can watch the sunset in your eyes. Let's go tonight. You can put your lipstick on while I drive. Well, I'm tired of this life we're living, dreaming dead in dreams, like a worn out old shag carpet fraying at the seams. You know we've got to change it, no waiting till the time is right. Let's go tonight. Can put your lipstick on while I drive. We can go down to old El Paso, spend the night in New Orleans, go out to California like we've always dreamed, make love out in the desert. I can watch the sunset. Let's go tonight. You can put your lipstick on while I drive. Let me touch you. Let me love you.
Let your heart rest next to mine. We can go down to old El Paso, spend the night in New Orleans, go out to California like we've always dreamed. The sunset in your eyes. Let's go tonight. You can put your lipstick on while I drive. You can put your lipstick on while I
Lipstick, Rocky Lynn, Total Country, Bob FM, playing homegrown music for over 20 years. That song is from 2005. Tonight we're hanging out with the Chad Johnson Band live in studio. You guys have been rolling for a while, or at least you and Genty. Was Genty at day one with the Chad Johnson and the Minnesota Transplants?
Yes, very day one. He moved here 2019. His wife is the music got the music professor job at St. Olaf College and. Yeah. And he came out to a show with his wife, and it was in the A Street Band at the time, and came and talked to me during a break, and at that time he was barely speaking English, so his wife was kind of like more or less translating for him, and yeah, I mean right away it was
how many
like,
years ago was that?
So it was 2019, so 6 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, time just flies.
Yeah.
And now we're on kind of a new journey with the Chad Johnson Band.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've had some changes. You know, Kai got a different job and made it really difficult for him to be able to, he didn't really have the flexibility anymore with being able to make all the shows. Yeah. And so he's like, hey, I can be like a fill-in guy, but I really can't be the main
guy.
And then Andy, when Genty was gone for almost 5 months over the winter, he went back to India. His wife is now tenured at St. Olaf, and so she had a sabbatical where they could go back and see family and stuff. And so they spent 4.5 months or a little bit more than that. And so that's while he was gone, Andy started playing with my buddy Jason Paulson, like as Jason does the church stuff, plus was busy doing trio things, and so Andy could stay busy. We were just doing some of the little acoustic shows because Genty was gone. We weren't really doing any full band shows. And in that process, Andy has now gone, and he's kind of Jason's full-time guy now, and opened the door for Jake here to come and
join,
be our guy.
Join the party, yeah.
And he's a very talented drummer, so...
And you guys have had a pretty wild summer so far. Played some pretty fun shows.
Yes, yeah, it's been awesome.
Got to open for some huge Bob country artists.
Oh yeah, we did the Hoofbeat Country Fest, and we did the Riley Green night. So that's obviously
huge. You got
huge.
To see Haley James get up there.
Yep, that was cool. And then we did that same weekend, which is crazy to think. We did Lake Sham, and they had some severe weather rolling in and stuff. So they had to move some stuff around. And then next thing you know, the weather broke up and it like missed, and which opened the door for us to end up playing like 4 hours straight.
4 hours straight.
Yeah.
That's a fun run.
Because they had all these people there, everything was ending early because of this severe storm, and they thought it was going to be tornadoes and stuff. And when it kind of broke up and ended up missing them, Ken Lacey, I don't know if you know who Ken is, he came up and was like, hey, can you guys just go as long as you can possibly go? And he goes, we'll throw you some extra money for your extra time and whatever. And the crowd was so much fun. They were so engaged. We just did 4 straight hours without a single break.
No breaks. That's a marathon.
4 hours.
I do 4 hour shows.
Oh, yeah. But two breaks.
Yeah, at least two breaks.
Yeah, and they're usually like half hour breaks, so you have like an hour off in that 4 hour period.
Yeah.
And it was hot. It was very hot that night.
It was a hot day.
And we just jammed through. We were all just drenched when we were done. I mean, we had nothing left to give at that point.
It's been an interesting summer with some hot, humid days, some rain, all that kind of stuff. You get a little bit of everything. So, and we're not done with it yet. You know?
No, dude. Yeah, it's.
What about future dates? Things coming up? Where can people follow along with you to see where you guys are at?
Yeah, so ChadJohnsonMusic.com is our website. And that's my wife keeps all that stuff up to date. And then you can find us the same thing, Chad Johnson Music on Instagram and Chad Johnson Music on Facebook and all that good stuff. And she's always got stuff up there, so you can always kind of see where we're playing, what we're doing. And so that's how to follow us. We have a really big show coming up just a little less than a month from now. It's September 6th for Defeated Jesse James Days. It's a really, I'm from Northfield. That's where Jinty and I live. And we have this big celebration every year. It's the, you know, 1876, Jesse James and his gang came into Northfield and tried to rob our bank. And that was the end of their gang. And their
shut them down.
Their reign of going across the country, robbing trains and banks and stuff ended in Northfield. And, so I wrote a song about that way, you know, back 2017. I think I wrote it, and then it came out in 2018. And they made it the official song of Defeated Jesse James Days. It's always been like a special thing for me, just growing up in that town, always having a lot of pride in being that town that ended Jesse James's reign. So,
and you guys have played there,
yeah, many times.
A handful of times, but this one's a little different.
This one's different, yeah. So we got this big show. It's a private show that we're not private, but it's like we're doing the show. It's a ticketed show,
an independent show.
Independent shows, yeah, what I meant to say. And we're doing it at the Grand Theater, which is a beautiful theater in Northfield. And on top of this Jesse James thing and us doing the show, guys that I grew up playing with when I was like in junior high, seventh, eighth grade. One is Russell Fronick and the other one is Mark Joseph, and they're both playing all over the place. Mark travels all over the country. He's been to Sturgis all week, doing the Sturgis stuff.
I've seen him.
Yep.
He's great guitar player.
Great, yes. Guitar player, singer, songwriter. Yep. He's amazing. But that's our first band started when we were in seventh grade together. And I was the drummer. I started out as a drummer. And so long story short, we've had, you know, that band's where it started, and then me and Russell broke off from Mark, as Mark went different direction for a while. And then me and Russell started a band called Communication Breakdown, and then that ended up taking a break for like 4 years, and then we came back and did an A Street Band thing. And so all these like factors of these different bands are all going to come together now after years and years of not playing together.
For that show.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a big one.
It's called the Ultimate Reunion Show.
I love it. And Northfield's just an amazing little town. Mm. And especially, I imagine, during the whole Jesse James Days things, it gets pretty wild.
Yep.
So again, what's the date on that one?
So September 6th, Saturday, September 6th at the Grand Theater. If you go to our website or our Facebook page, you'll see different like things there where you can get tickets. You can purchase them, you know, ahead of time, $10 for tickets. Also, you'll be able to get them at the door as well. But there's most likely it's going to sell out before the show even happens. So
sure,
like
yeah.
Most
so likely get out there and get those tickets.
Yeah, it's only 350, I think, capacity. So I think you need to get the tickets.
It's going to be a special night. Yeah. You guys should definitely film it however you can. Capture the evening somehow. But if you're looking for a midweek adventure, though, this Wednesday, August 13th, Cowboys and Sneakers will be playing the Cokato Corn Carnival. Carnival.
Yeah, Carnival, yeah.
Every time I hear the word carnival, I want to say Carnival, which is from The
so
Office.
Fancy.
Anybody out there who knows Creed from The Office, he's one of the best. But yeah, so this Wednesday, August 13th, Cokato Corn Festival, Cowboys and Sneakers. Shout out to Andy. We're going to play a little Cowboys and Sneakers once I can figure out where it went here. Hold on. My computer's, there we go. I just fixed it. That's how you do it. Live.
Right on the spot.
On the spot. Cowboys and Sneakers, it's something all right. Check them out this Wednesday at the Cokato Corn Carnival. We're going to take a break, and then Chad Johnson Band's going to play for us live.
Well, I can see you smile when I look at you. Can you hear me thinking what I want to do? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We went for a walk up to Johnson's Park. Lay down on the grass and we listen to the dog, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now you're the kind of girl, funny and neat. Just the kind of girl I wanna meet. You were 17, blonde beauty queen. Prettiest girl I'd ever seen. And you're something alright. You're something alright. Two years, two kids came around. We saw the fun and we loved it.
About you, but when I'm craving barbecue, nothing else will do. I need those sweet, sticky, saucy ribs, smoked brisket, pulled pork, and don't forget the sides. Cowboy beans with barbecue sauce and brisket, coleslaw, fries, and of course, mac and cheese. Jelly Bean and Julia's in Coon Rapids is where I go to get my fix. Handcrafted burgers, fries cooked in beef tallow, daily specials, and the best barbecue north of the Red River. Jelly Bean and Julia's, 2501 Coon Rapids Boulevard.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. And there's never been a better time to get started on your future. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. As an accredited state university, UMGC has been transforming lives for over 75 years. With more than 135 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, personalized support, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Choose the program that's right for your career goals and get started on your next success. Get your application fee waived now. Classes start August 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Haven for Heroes provides housing, programming, and support for men and women veterans in Anoka. I have firsthand experience. I am a veteran that lives at the Haven for Heroes. The Haven works with more than 25 robust veteran organizations to provide veterans with education, work, and stabilization so that they can transition into sustainable housing. Haven for Heroes is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. All donations are tax deductible. Contact information, please visit Haven, the number 4, heroesmn.org.
Here's what's on the Bob Bulletin Board.
The White Sidewalls Rock and Roll Review is coming to the Falls Ballroom in Little Falls on Friday, September 19th, presented by St. Gabriel's Hospital Advocates. Enjoy the Midwest premier doo-wop rockabilly and rock and roll band. Friday, September 19th at the Falls Ballroom in Little Falls. The White Sidewalls Rock and Roll Review. Purchase tickets at St. Gabriel's Hospital Gift Shop.
Got something to pin on the Bob Bulletin Board? Send it to the board at mybobcountry.com.
Broadcasting live from the Barnhouse Exteriors Studios. Go to barnhouseexteriors.com. Have storm damage? Need a new roof? Go to barnhouseexteriors.com for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Total Country Bob FM. And we're back, the Homegrown Show. Brandon Backstrom here with you. And over in the Minnesota Gold and Silver Exchange Studios, we got the Chad Johnson Band ready to play some live music for us.
Heck yeah, I'm excited about it.
Boys, what do we got?
We're going to start with that Minnesota Nice song, which is the one I was talking about with, but I wrote about Defeated Jesse James and all that stuff. So we're going to start with that just because with the whole idea of that big show coming up here soon. So yeah, this is a song about my perspective of Jesse coming to our town. And he thought, you know, he was this small little town, and there was a Civil War general that was part of the Union Army that had there and Imes was his last name, and Jesse and Frank James, they were part of the Confederate, and they had a big beef with this Union General, and he had his like life savings in this bank, and that's why they came to rob this bank. And they figured, oh, these are just
should
bunch
be
of
easy. We'll roll right through this.
Yeah, they're just like it's a college town with and a bunch of farmers. You know, they're not gonna put up a fight. And you know, thinking kind of like this Minnesota nice or Midwest nice or whatever, you know, like this would be easy. And they found out not so much. And so yeah,
I love it. It's a fun song. It's a great story. The Chad Johnson Band live in studio. Take it away, guys.
County 1876. Gray-backed rebels trying to run the race, seeking vengeance for their southern pride. Yeah, Jesse James along for the ride, they ride, they ride. September 7th, they rode into town just to take old dames down. Old 45 strapped across their hips, yeah. JYG etched in the grip. And I often think about when they rode into my town. Will they try to roll the dice again? Minnesota nice, Minnesota nice, where White Dusters 3 walked in the bank, walked out to hope in the sea. They would cry and say, don't kill me, but that time of life won't open till 3. Be right, be right. They tried to run, they tried to hide. Those old Yankees let the bullets fly. Time for them to drown, yeah. Northfield took the James Gang down. And I often think about when they rode into my town. Will they try to roll the dice again? Minnesota nice. Always felt the sense of pride growing up in this college town, the home of heroes like Joseph Lee Hayden, Wheeler, Allen, Manning, and now. Oh, this little town showed down, and often think about when the Jesse rode in my town. Will it probably roll the dice thinking Minnesota nice? Well, we often think about when Jesse rode in my town. Will it probably roll the dice thinking Minnesota nice? Minnesota nice, Minnesota nice, Minnesota nice.
Minnesota nice, the Chad Johnson Band live on the Homegrown Show with some pretty harmonics there at the end, courtesy right. of Genty. I love harmonics.
Genty's got that taste.
Very good. And that's, again, Minnesota Nice, the whole Jesse James saga, just a fantastic story in Jesse James days coming up in mm-hmm. Northfield. So exactly. Check them out. And you can go to the Ultimate Reunion Tour, see that Ultimate. Live.
Yep, it's going to be a blast. So come see us.
Well, that's a great round one.
Yeah.
And we got two to go. We're going to do three here live in studio.
Yes, yes, let's do it. So this next one is a song called Grandma Song. It's very, the name speaks for itself. I was blessed to have great grandparents, and I've written songs about my grandpa. And, you know, I write about people in my life. You know, I mean, I got this Best Man song. I got all these different songs, and then it's like, that's
Crusher
what I'm inspired.
Joe, you know,
yeah, Crusher Joe. I'm just inspired to write about
people,
kind of stuff that surrounds me, you know.
Yeah.
And, but my grandma and grandpa were, yeah, on both sides of my, you know, with my parents, they were all amazing. But this one in particular, I spent a lot of time over at my grandma and grandpa Shooty's place, my mom's parents. And my grandma was just very, like, every time it was, when it was time for bed, she would always come in and she would say this prayer. And so this, when she passed away, I had the idea of, like, adding that prayer to this chorus, or, like, pieces of that prayer to this chorus. And the song came together, and I was just so pumped about this song. It's kind of a unique thing, because my grandma, when we were talking about Jesse James, she was in the nursing home. It was like the last year of her life. She was in the nursing home, and she really wanted to come down to defeat Jesse James days. We were playing in the big beer garden, so you're talking like 4,000 or 5,000 people at this show. And she was in the nursing home, and she so badly wanted to come down, but it basically wasn't going to be allowed. But the nurses that were working with her, they were like, we gotta get her down in there for the show. And so they basically got her hair all done, got her in her wheelchair, and they rolled her down to the beer gardens, and they brought her right up to the front of the stage. And, you know, I have goosebumps right now, just talking about it. But
where was she? That's a great place. That's like an ultimate plug for a facility or a place that is going to care for a loved one.
Yeah,
they'll
links
doll
you in Northfield, yeah.
They'll doll you up and bring you out to the Jesse James.
Yeah, and everybody was so, like, pumped to see her. And there's all, I mean, like I say, thousands of people at this show. And they bring her up in front, and, like, people were just coming up and loving on her and saying, oh, it's so good that you're here. And she was, like, in heaven that day.
Yeah.
She was on cloud nine. She just loved it. And she was so happy, and we gave her a couple shout outs there during the show, you know. And yeah, I don't know. It was just such a great thing. And
that's
so,
amazing.
Like,
yeah.
And that
sure.
was defeated Jesse James days that year. And so, yeah, I thought it would be kind of a cool one to do here today. Because grandma, I mean, they loved old country and classic country. And so, like, before she passed, I mean, this is the type of station she would listen to. She would listen
Sounds
to
like
country.
A good woman to me.
She would listen to the polka, and they like all that old stuff, you know.
I love it.
And so I think she would be so happy and just smiling down from
absolutely
heaven.
I think that was the first song
we recorded together.
Recorded in my basement.
Yeah, his
so
Ginty
first
studio.
Kind of like before Summit Stream.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
The very first song recorded with Ginty, so.
A lot of history there. All right. We'll take it away, guys.
Grandma Song. This one goes to the sweetest one, who is always loved by everyone. And she always made the best apple pie. Oh, my grandpa was one lucky guy. I always loved to stay with them. And I was full rockin' with my chocolate dream. And when she tucked me in bed, she said this prayer. Oh, how I wish that I could go back there. And now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord hold my soul the key. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord so to take. Grandma was my biggest fan. She once broke out of the nursing home to see the band. She sat up front there by the stage. She didn't care at all about her age. People gather around to give her love as she sang along like a morning dove.
we all knew the true star of the show. That beauty named Betty in the very first row. But now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord hold my soul the key. And if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Sweet Jesus laid her down to sleep. Eternally her soul he'll keep. One day when I fail to wake, oh, I'll be with her, my soul he'll take. But now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord hold my soul to keep. And if I should die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. I pray the Lord my soul to take.
The Chad Johnson Band live on the Homegrown Show. That one got me a little emotional.
Yeah.
Your grandma reminds me a lot of my grandma's.
And I think a lot of people can feel the same way, you know, because I know a lot of buddies that they're in the same boat and they just relate to that song. Yeah, I have lyrics in there that are very specific to a certain moment, but that doesn't, it still can be relatable,
yeah.
You know? So,
put my grandma's pie up against your pie.
Yeah, let's have a bake-off here. Right?
I would so be there for that. Oh, but no, yeah, great tune. And that, I think it is super relatable. But it also explains a lot as to why you're such a great guy and the way you are, the way you are. You can tell you come from good stock, you know? So
thanks,
shout
brother.
Out to the whole family.
Thank you.
I love that one.
Thank you so
and
much.
I know I'm going to love this next one. What are we going to close things out with?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you. I think Mark Allen was Mark Allen a was he part of the Bob Country thing with you guys? Did you ever have Mark Allen in at all? There's a guy down from Faribault. He was a really good buddy of mine. He used to play with Jason Paulson Band,
okay, yeah.
Van Grayson back in the day. But me and Mark became really good friends, and he lived down in Faribault, and we played well over 100 shows together through the years. I mean, we were always like, I would sit in with him and he would come sit in with us, and like great singer songwriter, but like one of the best harmonica players in the state of Minnesota, hands down, like incredible. And so unfortunately Mark, it had been like 6 years ago now, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, and he had, you know, like a really big tumor in his brain, and didn't look good. And when he came home after he got that news, he came home and wrote this song called Taking Me Home. And that's the song we're going to play for you. But as of August 20th, so 10 days from now, he'll be gone for a year now. And so when he passed away, I took this song and I just kind of wanted to, like his wife basically gave us all the permission to like take this song and make it your own and like do it as like a
let him live on
yeah. through his music. And because he has like on a CD, but it was never put on any kind of streaming sites or anything like that, so like it's really been heard by very few people, and it's a beautiful song, and I just want to keep him alive, you know, in that way, you know, through his music. And he was just such a good humble guy. And this winter we're gonna do our version of this song in Jinty studio and release it to the world, and it will be like a tribute to Mark. So Mark Allen, this one goes out to him, and it's called Taking Me Home. So it goes like this.
Take it away, guys.
Hear that train going through the valley. It's taking me home. It's taking me home. Hear that train going through the valley. It's taking me home, it's taking me home. I was lost there in that city, but I found my way to you. And now I'm traveling in your comfort, and I'm safe from darkness too. hear that train roar through the valley. It's taking me home. It's taking me home. I hear that train roar through the valley. It's taking me home. It's taking me home. What do you got, Shinty? I was blinded by my pride. There was no one there by my side. By your grace, I have been pardoned, and I'm humbled by your love. I hear that train roll through the valley. It's taking me home, it's taking me home. Hear that train going through the valley. It's taking me home, it's taking me home. When I get there, I will fall down. I will fall down on my knees and pray. There will be weeping, there will be joy too. For my Lord, He's shown me the way. I hear that train roar through the valley. It's taking me home, it's taking me home. I hear that train roll through the valley. It's taking me home, it's taking me down, boys. I hear that train roll through the valley. It's taking me home, it's taking me home. I hear that train roll through the valley. It's taking me home, it's taking me home. I hear that train roll through the valley. It's taking me home, it's taking me home. I hear that train roll through the valley. It's taking me home, it's taking me home. It's taking me home, it's taking me home.
The Chad Johnson Band live in the Minnesota Gold and Silver Exchange Studios on the Homegrown Show with brand new music. Planning on recording that one later this year.
Yep.
So stay tuned.
Yes.
Keep your ears to the rails there. Again, let's remind the people where they can find you online.
Yep, ChadJohnsonMusic.com is the website, and all the other social pages, Facebook and Instagram, all that stuff. We're on all that. Just Chad Johnson Music, so...
And some big fun shows coming up. Go check them out live. We got more with Chad Johnson and the boys coming up, but it's time for tonight's Studio A Single Spotlight. Tonight, throwing this one out to the International Treasures. Brand new music from Doyle Turner and Ted Honashevitz, better known as Heba Jebba or whatever. You just mumble an H and a bunch of letters. Brand new stuff from the International Treasures called Whipsaw Wind. It is tonight's Studio A Single Spotlight.
And now, it's time for the Homegrown Show's Studio A Single Spotlight.
lies you need. Don't you dare write the truth. Hardwood words, board and window frames, nailing down your every excuse. Use your love like a lightning strike. You know I never know. Sharp and cruel as a whipsaw blade, and somehow I love you so. Across the sky, real as this rain on the roof. Words as fierce as a windstorm, you hail down your every excuse. Bend emotion all the way to the ground, tear me limb by limb. Destroying hearts with a furious sound, then you move out again. Been restored. You call me baby just to blow right by. Call me when you take down those boards. I know you don't know the forecast, girl. I know you don't watch the sky. So you'll feel a familiar whipsaw wind while I'm on my way to goodbye.
Listen to Total Country Bob FM anytime, anywhere, online at mybobcountry.com. Thanks to Aurora Asphalt and Concrete. Go to aurora-asphalt.com for a free, quick estimate.
Hey, it's Ray Art, the car guy. Got a classic it's time to let go of? Don't try to sell it yourself. The world is filled with dreamers, tire kickers, and sadly, scammers. I sold a Mustang last summer and got a bad cashier's check. Who'd have thought? It all worked out and I got the car back, but who needs that stress? Route 65 sales and classics and Hamblay takes away the hassle and the risk of selling your car. They market worldwide and know what they're doing. They handle the showing, the paperwork, financing, everything so you can focus on your money or the next car. Route 65 Sales and Classics, the real deal.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not? Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SALE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SALE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SALE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Listen up, Bob Country. I got some news for you. The Godfather's Pizza Crew's cooking up something special. It's the carryout caper. $4 off a large pizza when you mention you heard this ad on Bob. Just give the number 763-560-2667 a ring and make it snappy. This ain't just pizza. It's a flavor heist. Godfather's Pizza in Brooklyn Park. A pizza you can't refuse. 763-560-2667. Grab a slice, wise guy. Time to dig in.
Godfather's Pizza.
Do it.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons with the Minnesota Veterans Pantry, a community-supported fund launched in November 2024. We're here to make sure no veteran in Minnesota goes hungry. With your donations, we provide free groceries to food-insecure veterans through the Minneapolis VA Pop-Up Food Pantry and other trusted organizations. It's confidential, simple, and open to any veteran in need. Just show up and ask. Help us fill the funding gap so every service member and veteran can live comfortably. Donate today at mnvp.org.
Country, Bob FM. The Homegrown Show. We're back closing things out with the Chad Johnson Band. Missing just a couple of us tonight. Ryan and Carrie, not with us, so shout out to them. But we do got everyone else. Jake, Tony, Chad, Genty. So let's run down the line here because I know, like, Genty and Chad, you guys have been here a good handful of times. Years,
but yeah, Jake, you've got a brand new drummer. Introduce yourself. Where you living? He used to be in Norfield by Genty and Rahana, and that's how
I kind of got hooked up with CJB, with Chad Johnson Band, because Genty's wife and my wife met each other, and
they
met at the park, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, your husband's a drummer? My husband plays guitar, and
that's awesome.
They gave me the call. I'm glad to have the opportunity to play with them, and
cool.
Tony,
Tony Wilson. I live in St. Louis Park, and I've been around.
Yeah, he used to play with Cat Perkins for years and stuff.
Scarlett Hayes.
Cool.
Toured all over the country.
Bunch of different bands around town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah.
And when did you hook up with Chad?
Just like April, right?
April.
April? Yeah, it was like
I've been raising my son, took a little time off in music, and now I'm back.
Getting back at it.
Yeah.
He's so good.
We got a Scarlett Hayes reunion coming up, I think.
November.
Might be doing something with Chris Hockey.
Cool.
Opening up at the Varsity, something like that. A little Scarlett Hayes reunion.
Nice.
Possibly.
Yeah.
November 11th,
right? I don't want to leak anything.
I love starting rumors, though. It's great.
Rumors are good. Let's start
the rumor mill going.
But yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Genty.
You got Genty Dutta over there.
Well, I'm doing my stuff. Like, I'm like same old.
Consistent.
Summit Stream Studio.
That.
If everybody looking for some recording.
We recorded so many songs. We kind of tried to
So you got kind of your own endeavor going there. Record and produce whoever. How can people reach out to you and get in touch?
So if you go in anywhere, it's basically in the browser of Summit Stream Studio, basically you can reach it.
Yeah, you'll find them.
Cool. Google, and then I suppose if you reach out to Chad or the Chad Johnson Band, hey, I want to work with Genty.
Yep. So that's the guys, and we're missing Ryan tonight, and obviously my wife Carrie, who does all the stuff behind the scenes, and she's like the reason that keeps all this stuff kind of rolling down the road. So
she does do a lot for sure. She is a backbone, but every piece matters.
Oh, for sure.
Something this is built.
Yep.
Brick by brick.
Brick by brick, and that's coming up, right?
That wasn't a mistake. Yeah,
and we wrote that song together, and it's my wife's an amazing writer, and you guys are going to hear exactly why right here.
Closing it out with Brick by Brick, the Chad Johnson Band. We got the Four Outdoorsmen coming up next, followed by Real Talk Outdoors, so keep your knob right here on Bob. We'll catch you next week on the Homegrown Show with Jeffrey Robert Larson. Until then, peace. Thanks again, guys.
See you.
Thank you. Peace.
Keep believing in this house we've been building. Love that we've been making heals our hearts with healing. Cause I know what I'm meant for in the place where I belong. Better than see likewise. Breathe by breathe.